It's not the worst accident in Alaska aviation history, but it might be among the most preventable. In 1995, an Air Force AWACS jet crashed shortly after takeoff from Elmendorf, killing all 24 personnel aboard. The cause of the crash was a collision with some of the 300 Canada geese in the airport infield. David Tresham works for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Service at Sitka's airport. He worked previously at Elmendorf, where he says his boss helped unravel the cause of the AWACS crash. Tresham showed the chamber numerous slides of planes that have been brought down by birds, including the most well-known, U.S. Airways Flight 1549.
Everybody remembers the Miracle on the Hudson. This was also caused by geese, multiple strikes, the engines went down. And you can kind of associate with ourselves here at Sitka of the water surrounding the Hudson, the airport. But we have about 70-75% of water surrounding the Sitka runway, where there's rocks, rock islands, and there's not a huge body of open water or an open strip where an aircraft can turn around and land if they unfortunately lose engines real fast. So the Miracle on the Hudson was definitely a miracle that these people survived. And I would hate to see something like this at Sitka with an Eagle strike that we had just a few years back. Something very much like this is very possible at Sitka.
Tresham's been on the job since July of 2011. About a year earlier, an Alaska Airlines jet ingested an Eagle on takeoff in Sitka, and the pilots successfully aborted with about 100 feet of runway to spare. Tresham says the damage to the plane was between $6 and $7 million. The plane the airline sent to replace the damaged jet also struck an eagle. Eagles are literally Sitka's biggest bird problem, but they're lower on the list nationally.
Gulls, next are the pigeons, raptors, and then waterfowl. Most of the strikes occur within usually 3 miles of the airports, and I'm thinking it's about 2,500 feet or below. So on approach or departure of an airport, that's the most common time an aircraft will strike a bird.
Tresham is all about eliminating bird attractants, both human and natural. He wants fishermen and hunters to reconsider dumping any fish or deer carcasses anywhere near the airport. He'll just end up having to pull them off the rocks. During recent airport improvements in Sitka, the State Department of Transportation removed topsoil from the airport infield and improved drainage. This helps keep shorebirds off the runway. DOT workers also cut back brush around the lagoon so smaller songbirds won't congregate there. It was called the Sitka Infield Habitat Modification Project. But there are some things Tresham can't do anything about but worry. Every spring, Sitka's waterfront comes alive with the arrival of herring.
And you look at this, there's over 70 eagles that we had dispersed from the runway. This was close to a herring season, first part of April. Eagles love coming up to the rocks around the runway when you have herring spawning right next to the runway shoreline. Daily, we will be dealing with 50 to 100 eagles. Here's a few of them flying over Sealing Cove. I say few, there's probably close to 50 there.
Tresham says that overall, bird strikes are up in the U.S. He attributes it to more air traffic, quieter planes, and more birds. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.